Good morning, church. Today is another day that the Lord has created and given for us, that we shall rejoice and be glad in it, to be thankful that we can serve Him one more time. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. That was good. That was good.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come into your house and worship. We thank you, Lord, for letting us come to hear your word one more time. Mm-hmm. For the food and the nourishment of our soul and our spirit, that we shall grow and shall be nurtured with it. And we thank you in Christ's name. And now the choir will give us a hymn. today's scripture, church, and those who are following on Facebook Live and on the website, coming from Philippians chapter 2. And if you're turning into your Bibles, it is right out there, Ephesians. And we're going to begin at verse 1, and we're going to go until he tells me to stop. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, and that mind being the mind of Christ. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Let not every man of his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, for he is God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even unto the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee, not one, not a few, but every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. For that is the word of God for the people of God. May he add a blessing to his read word. May it rest upon our hearts and be written there and never be forgotten. That was Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
Good morning, church. Let us go to God in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, we come to you this day just as humble as we know how. Dear Lord, we come to you humble, and we come to you thankful, dear Lord. Thanking you for the many wonderful blessings that you have placed upon us, dear Lord. Dear Lord, some realized and some not. Dear Lord, but we thank you for them all. Dear Lord, we just thank you for waking us up this morning. Dear Lord, and getting started on our way. Dear Lord, thank you for blessing us with a do right mind, dear Lord, to get it together and come out to service this morning and to praise your name and to bless your holy name. Dear Lord, we just thank you, dear Lord, for giving us a portion of our health and strength, dear Lord. Dear Lord, but then we thank you for all that you have done in our lives, dear Lord. We thank you for the ups and we thank you for the downs, dear Lord, because without the downs, we'd never realize when we was up. So, dear Lord, we just thank you for it all. Dear Lord, we just thank you for all the lessons that you taught us throughout our life, dear Lord. And, dear Lord, we thank you for the ones that's to come. We thank you that we're not what we used to be, even though we know that we're not what we're going to be yet. But we just thank you, Lord. And we just thank you for who you are in our lives. Dear Lord, we ask that you would please just go up and down the highways and byways, not just with us, but go before us, dear Lord. Dear Lord, make a way. Clear the path, dear Lord. like you've always done in the past. And we just thank you for it. Lord, we ask that you please just go around in the community, dear Lord. Bless them. Bless each and every one, dear Lord. Not just the ones under the sound of my voice, but the ones that wish that they could be here with us, dear Lord. Go out and touch the ones that's on Facebook Live, dear Lord. Touch the ones that's on the phone lines, dear Lord. But touch the ones that's still in a bad sleep, dear Lord. They may be suffering with a hangover. They may be suffering with just an ailment in their bodies, dear Lord. And some of them just don't have the desire. But I ask that you please just send a messenger by, dear Lord. Show them the right way. Dear Lord, because I realize it could have been me. It could have easily been me. But I thank you that it's not. But I ask that you please just show us how to help the ones that are in need of help. Dear Lord, I thank you, dear Lord, just for everything. Each and every one under the sound of my voice. Dear Lord, and I ask that you please just bless our pastor this morning as he brings us the word of God. Dear Lord, I ask that you please bless this praise team as they attempt to do your will, to do your work, dear Lord, and to do it your way. Dear Lord, bless the officers of this church. Dear Lord, as they strive to serve you and serve the people of the church. And dear Lord, please bless the church. You know our needs better than we do. And we just thank you for blessing us in your own special way. This is my prayer, dear Lord. We love you. Amen. Before the choir comes back and sings, I just want to make one quick announcement. I want to say thank you to everyone who participated in whatever way that you were able to, that could, with the outreach. It was a wonderful event. We were able to help people with clothes, food, and school supplies. We gained new family members, new brothers and sisters in Christ. And the Lord has opened a door. Let no man shut it. For he's birthed a new thing. And just because we had this one outreach, it's not over. We're going to continue to move forward. All three churches have agreed. We can continue to move forward and work together and do things to help our community, to grow our community, and to help people. For that's what God has called us to do, and that's what we're going to do. Once again, I want to thank each and everybody who participated in whatever way that they were able to. You made a big difference in people's lives. Thank you.
God, 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 You ought to run and tell that. to run and tell that. Let's give this praise team a hand clap of praise. Come on, church. Loosen up till you feel better. Amen. Shake your hands till you warm up a little bit. Amen. We do everything else when we're a little chilly. Ain't that right? People stand out for Black Friday. Don't get stand out and put a tent up. Amen. And wait to get a TV. And you can't come out here for 35 minutes and give God the praise. The one who woke you up this morning. The one who started you on your way. The one who put... That you will heal our families, God. That you will heal our society, Lord. Until a few of us, Lord, will begin to give you glory. We thank you, God, for all your churches, all your preachers that are planted by your hand. Now I thank you, God, for every soul under the sound of my voice. I ask you, God, to remember this day, the Curry family, God, the Ellison family, and remember Sister Regina Darnell and all those who are on our sick and shut-in list and all those sick across the land and the country. Maybe in the hospital, maybe in hospice, maybe at the home, Lord, but you are still a healer. You're still a provider. You're still a leader, God. You're still in control. We love you today and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the faithful of God say amen. Amen. Today I invite your attention to the Gospel of St. Luke, the 7th chapter, and I will begin reading at the first verse. The Gospel of St. Luke, the 7th chapter, I will begin reading from the first verse of the Authorized King James Bible. Amen. I will expedite because of time. You can write it down, make a mental note of it, put it in your phone, but I implore you to go back and read this text whenever you need the Lord to do something for you. When you can't be hands-on, you got to understand that God is able to deliver even when you can't feel him, even when you can't see him, even when it looks like it's not working for you. God is still working on your behalf. Watch this text. Luke's Gospel, the 7th chapter, the first verse says, now when he concluded, he, Jesus, all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum, and a certain centurion's servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. So when he heard about Jesus, he sent the elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying, that the one for whom he should do this was deserving, for he loves our nation and has built a synagogue. Then Jesus, verse 6, went with them, and when he was already not far from the house, the centurion's friends, he sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am also a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and my servant does this as he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled. He was amazed. And he turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And those who were sent returning to the house found the servant well who had been sick. Verse 7 says that when the centurion prayed, he said, therefore, this is the centurion talking to Jesus. Verse 7, this is where we're going to concentrate. He says, therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and my servant will be healed. That's my subject today. Speak the word, Lord. Speak the word, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Speak the word, Lord. We're talking about everybody else's words. We're talking about our own words. Very few people are talking about the words of the Lord. I've been preaching to you from Matthew's Gospel, the Sermon on the Mount. Well, I told you to judge not. I told you to beware of false prophets. I told you some of the things that the Lord said, that wide is the gate, but narrow is the way. I told you that the Lord said, don't build your house on sand, on foolish teaching, but build your house on the Lord, on a rock. Build your house on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. That's what I've been preaching to you the last 3 weeks. That's Matthew's Gospel, amen, the 7th chapter. And then in Matthew's Gospel, the 8th chapter, this text which I'm preaching from is found there. It says that after Jesus had finished speaking to them in Matthew chapter 8, that he went and a centurion soldier saw him, same text,
And said the centurion came to Jesus. Yeah, himself. And he said to Jesus, my servant is sick. Amen. And I need you to come to the house. And Jesus was getting ready to go to the house with him. And the centurion said, no, you don't have to come. All you have to do is speak the word. But I like Luke's gospel because Luke's gospel, they don't contradict, because Luke is explaining the culture and Matthew is getting straight to the point. Amen. It's just like two of us tell the same story, but we tell it in a different way. But we're both telling the truth. And when we come together in harmony, we can understand the full scope of the story instead of a one-sided story. So Matthew is telling it from the perspective of Jesus coming down from the mountain, meeting the centurion, amen. But Luke preaches that Jesus spoke the same sermon, just like on the mount, but Luke said Jesus was in a plane, amen. He was on level ground, amen. He was level with the people, because Luke was a physician. Luke was the one who talked like the Lord, was the one who came down like Jesus did. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. In other words, God didn't have to send somebody to straighten us out. God came in the form of a servant that Brother Jeff read to you, in the form of him, Jesus, suffered, bled, and died, yet tempted at all points without sin, and he gave up the ghost on Calvary so you and I could have power and authority in his words. Yeah. In Genesis chapter 1, we're supposed to be in there, because when God created us, he said that he created man in his own image and his likeness. He created us to be speaking spirits, that whatever we say, we can have it. Amen. Proverbs 18 said, 21 said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that speak it shall eat the fruits thereof. If you are eating bad fruit, it's because you're speaking a bad word. But if you start speaking a good word, you're going to eat a good fruit. Amen. I wish I had somebody that would pray with me just for a little while until I start feeling a little bit better. Centurion included in hearing that Jesus was the man. He understood that Jesus had authority, brother dear. Some people say that he heard that Jesus had authority. But I don't know what he heard or whether he heard or saw some of the miracles that Jesus did. But the fact is that he believed. Put that in your pocket and hold on to it for a second. He just believed that what the Lord said, that the Lord was able to do what he said. Now this word authority, because this is what this text is about. When I get down at the end, I'm going to talk about the healing. Y'all think that the healing is the miracle. No, the healing is not the miracle. The miracle is that a man who was really not of the Jews, a man who was really not religious, believed God. Ain't that funny, Minister Cook and Minister Turner, how you can preach God's word and folk will believe other folk outside the word of God. They'll believe everybody outside the church. They'll believe everything, but they won't believe God. God have mercy. Y'all must be the ones that don't believe. Jesus has authority. Let's get that together. First of all, Jesus came that the Jew and the Gentiles would come together. Jesus came so that anybody want to come to him can come. You don't need money to come. Isaiah 55 said, come. If you want to come, come. If you're thirsty, come. If you're hungry, come. There's some things here that you don't even have to buy. God has already provided for you. In other words, Jesus came for the rich and the poor. Jesus came whether you're a leader or a follower. Jesus came whether you're a ruler or whether you're a servant. Jesus came so that you could come to him. Jesus bridged the gap at Calvary. All prejudice left at Calvary. All division of men left at Calvary. So Jesus had authority. Jesus had power. What is authority? Authority is one that has the power to set rules. They have the authority to set statutes and standards. And most of us, we know that we need authority because we are living in lawlessness. People are without authority, everybody is lawless. And that's the society that we live in today, that nobody is following the dictates of God. Nobody respects God. Nobody respects God's house. Nobody respects God's people. Nobody respects God's authority. And so now the land is sick. Authority. Authority. God is not the author of confusion. If you see confusion in your church, the devil is there. If you got confusion in your mind and in your heart, you've given place to the devil. If you got confusion in your house, that's because you let the devil come into your house. But you got the authority to speak God's word. You got the the authority to put on the full armor of God and say what you want to say and call those things that be not as though they were until they get better. I'm going to jump off the subject and say this because I still ain't got some of y'all, because y'all don't want to be real this morning, but let me be real with you. I know what God can do, not what I read, not what somebody told me. I know what my God can do. I know what he can do. When alcohol tried to destroy me, somebody was praying for me. When drugs tried to destroy, somebody was praying for me. But y'all know when it backed up off of me, when I looked in the mirror and said, in the name of Jesus, I don't belong to you. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to walk like God. I'm going to act like God. I'm going to think like God until I look like God. And some things start changing. Changed in my body. Changed in my mind. Changed in my heart. Changed in my house. Changed in the church. Lord have mercy. Authority has the ability to stop all kinds of foolishness. That's why we have law, so we won't be foolish. That's why we have military, so folk can't just come and take us over. A business owner, a person who's a CEO of a business, they have the right to set order in their business. You don't have the right to go on somebody's job and tell them how to operate their job. You cause some confusion. Y'all real quiet, boy. I believe y'all the troublemakers. Parents have authority. You have authority. Make that rascal get up out your bed. Make y'all come out, folk going to school, opening the school. You're supposed to be the school. You teach them. I wish I had somebody. Man, before I went to school, my mama taught me how to write my name. I could spell. I could count. I knew everything I need to know. Knew my phone number. Knew my address. Knew not to talk to strangers. I knew all that stuff. I didn't need nobody to teach me. All I had to do was go to school and follow authority. Parents, you got authority. Take your authority back. Administrators have authority. That's why we act like a fool in the church, because we think there's no authority. Folk walk all over the church because they think there is no authority. And the reason you think there's no authority, because God's grace and mercy allows you to act ungodly and still get away with it, and you still got breath in your body. But you keep on messing with God. Keep on disrespecting God. And watch what the Lord does. That's why the Bible tells me, Brother Cliff, that's what he tells me. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Let folk keep on doing what they're doing. The Bible says they'll soon be cut off. If you're a Christian, act like a Christian. Start being a Christian. Start loving some folk. And let's do this, because listen to me. I wasn't going to scream at you, but I'm feeling good now. But my whole thing today is to get all of us here today to start focusing on healing. If you would just look at your own self and your own body and be true to yourself. Some of us are going through things that we can't even tell folk about it. As a matter of fact, you say out so much, folks stop listening. I wish I had somebody. Your money funny, your change is strange. You try to tell folk what you're going through. And see, they used to be like you. Now they got a few nickels, amen. They done forgot what it was like, so they can't hear your story. Authority, Matthew 28. Jesus said, all authority. All power was given to me in heaven and earth. Most people think he was just talking to the disciples at that time. Most think he was just talking to the Sanhedrin and 72 in the book of Acts. No, he was talking to us. He was talking to us because now we are the church. Now we have authority. Now we have power because of the Holy Ghost, and we need to start speaking. Jesus had power to speak. I told y'all many times, Mark chapter 5, remember Jesus said, let us go to the other side. Y'all remember? And the storm was catching. He had already given his disciples authority to speak to the storm because they was going to the other side. Matter of fact, I'd have been down at the bottom of the boat sleep with Jesus because we going to the other side. Isn't that right? They got afraid when they got Jesus, and Jesus got up. What did he do? Did he pray? Nope. Did he anoint himself? Nope. Did he recite something five times? I just want to know. No. He got up and went up to the top, and he spoke to the winds and the waves, and the winds and the waves obeyed his voice. Y'all remember Jesus at the grave of Lazarus? Because Jesus had the power over destruction of the storm. Jesus has power over disease because he spoke to the man with blinded eyes. Did he not? And the woman with the issue of blood touched him. He spoke to her, but immediately she got healed. Ain't that right? But I'm trying to tell you now that he has authority over death. I know y'all don't believe it because there's so much death and destruction across the land, but y'all do know it's appointed to man once to die and then the judgment. You have to walk your walk with God and then get this sin body off of you to receive the reward of what God has for you. Yeah, was that too deep? Okay, all right, I'm sorry. But Jesus has power over demons. And because in the Gadarenes, he got out the boat and he spoke to the man who they couldn't control it. Remember? Society tried to chain him, tried to lock him up. Amen. He was cutting himself. They was afraid of him. Ain't that right? And Jesus got off the boat and he bowed down before Jesus because he knew who he was. Ain't that right? And when Jesus got through with him, he was in the boat, he was clothed, and he was in his right mind. Because Jesus has the power to speak and rebuke demons and destruction. But he also has the power to rebuke death. Unless y'all forget John chapter 11, Jesus standing at the grave of Lazarus. Y'all remember that? And he did what? He spoke. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible says that Lazarus got up out the grave. I wish I had somebody here to understand that all the Lord got to do is speak. I'm talking about healing today. I'm talking about healing. I'm talking about healing. And in Luke's gospel, the reason I like Luke's gospel, because Luke said that in verse 2 that the centurion's servant was dear to him. A slave at that time or any time means nothing to nobody. A slave ain't nothing but property. A slave wasn't nothing but somebody that can work, and when they get sick, they let them die because they had other slaves so they could go get other slaves. The Bible said that this man had the love of God on him, and he was not a Jew. He was not part of the fold. But look at the text where it said that this man, because that his servant was sick and was ready to die, he heard about Jesus. He sent for somebody to tell Jesus to come to me. And he begged earnestly that they should do it. He went to the Jewish elders. Jewish elders went to Jesus. Y'all know what he said to Jesus? Jewish elders went to Jesus. They said to Jesus, they said, do you know that this man has built synagogues for us? That this man has done some great things for the nation, and that you ought to help him? Can I help somebody? God don't care where you're from. God don't care what your pedigree is. God don't care how much money you got, because he's God. You can't earn your salvation from God. You can't earn healing from God. Can't nobody buy God. I wish I had somebody. Ephesians chapter 2 tells me that salvation is a gift of God. Yes, sir. It's a gift of God. Amen. And you can't buy it because of me and you bought it. We could boast. But you can't boast because you know you didn't save yourself. Matter of fact, somebody right here, I ain't talking about Facebook Live. I'm talking about those of y'all physically here with me. Y'all know y'all going through some stuff right now. Amen. Y'all asking God to heal you. Y'all asking God to help you. Y'all ain't spoke to your storm yet. Okay, now we go again. Jesus came to bridge the gap. Let me work the text and I'm going to give you some scripture. We're going to the house. So when he heard that Jesus was coming, what did that mean? That means the same thing that it means today. That the word of God and speaking, you have power in the name of Jesus. Some of us are healed because we heard the word and we spoke the word. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess the word, you can't confess something that you have not heard, but if you confess it, you confess it because you believe it. Amen, somebody. And then when you believe it, the Bible says that thou shall be saved. Somebody needs to be saved today. I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about God needs to save you from yourself. I'm one of them. Well, you keep on doing stuff that's not like God, or it may be like God, but it's just not for you. God has told you what to do. You keep on doing what you want to do, amen. And God keep letting you run into roadblocks because he don't want you to kill yourself. He's trying to help you so he can heal you. You got to hear the word. Stop listening to everybody and listen to the word of God. Turn your TV off for a while and read the word of God. Yeah, I got to send the pastor, so I got to say this. Bible study comes. Come back to Bible study. As a matter of fact, get in the form of Bible study. Study your own Bible. You got time to do everything else, and you can't give God time out the Bible? Lord, have mercy. Centurion soldier, came to Jesus, begged. They said, go ahead and help him call. He loved. Let's get into the meat of the text. Verse 6 says, when Jesus went with them, Jesus was willing to go. And he was already not far from the house. the centurion sent some friends. He sent a delegation. And he said, this is what he said. Here it is. He said, Lord, do not trouble yourself. How many of us have said that? Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to be saved. I'm not worthy of your blessing. Are you doing something? You know you ain't got no business. You say, Lord, I don't need you to come. Yes, you do. Because when Jesus come, everything that you're doing is not like him got to leave. Lord, have mercy. Y'all don't like teaching. Y'all want me to holler, don't you? Well, Jesus said he was getting ready to go. And he said, Lord, don't trouble yourself. Because y'all know we said the Lord too busy, right? He don't trouble yourself. He said, for I'm not worthy that the Lord, that you should enter under my roof. Verse 7, here it is. He said, but all you got to do, Lord, all you got to do is speak the word. All you got to do is say the word, and my servant will be healed. How many of us need God to speak over our house? How many of us need God to speak over our bodies? How many of us need God to speak over our children? How many of us need God to speak over our grandchildren? How many of us need God to speak over our church? How many of us need God to speak over our land? How many of us need God just to sit down on us until we can do a little bit better? That all you got to do is just speak the word. Say, but I'm also, look at here, I'm also a man under authority. That's what he said. He was a centurion. He was a Roman. And he commanded over 100 men. And he understood what it was like to obey authority, but he also understood what it was like to be in authority. And there's nothing like people who can't control authority. God gives us authority so we would have the power to help other people. God does not give us authority and power so that we can lord over people. When you see somebody who's trying to be in control of everybody else because they got a little power, they're very small, amen. But the Bible says if you would humble yourself in the sight of God, God will exalt you, amen. I don't care if I'm the pastor, I still can clean the bathroom. I don't care if I'm the pastor, if the grass get high and somebody gets sick, guess what? I can mow the grass, because if I can mow the grass in my house, I sure can mow the grass at God's house. I'll do anything for the Lord. Because he laid it all on the line for me. Jesus said, I'm a man, verse 8, under authority. He said, I can say, come, and men are come. I can say, go, and men are go. That's what the centurion said. But Jesus, here it is, Jesus said, verse 9, circle this if you got your Bible. Jesus said, I've never heard these things. And he marveled. He was amazed at the centurion. And he turned around to the crowd. He turned around to his boys. He turned around to the church. Y'all know what he said? He said, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. That would be a shame if somebody would stand up in the church and turn around and look at you and say, I've never seen such great faith. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have to be the pastor to have faith. I got faith. Because the Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. I sure want to please him. I'm trying to tell you this morning that I had great faith when I was in trouble. Because I knew what the Lord could do. I heard what he could do. I saw what he was doing. And I knew and believed that he could do greater in the future. And I'm telling you today that all the Lord got to do is just say the word in your life. Speak a word in the storm. That's who my God is. Let me give you scripture, lest I be weak in this. Exodus 15:26. God himself spoke. He spoke to the children of the Hebrew children. Y'all know what he said to them? He said, I am the Lord God that healeth thee. Now, I don't care what you're going through. The Lord can heal your body. Amen. Exodus 23. The Lord said, I'll bless your water. He said, I'll bless your bread. And then he said, I'll even bless your body. That means he said, I'll heal your body. But all you got to do is speak the word. Psalm 107. Here it is. Psalm 107 says, send the word. Ha! I didn't do it. Send the word. And it'll heal you. How many of y'all touch your own bodies and pray for your own body? Pray for your own mind. Pray for your heart. Pray for your lung. Pray for your lung. Pray for your blood flow. How many of y'all do that? Pray for your aches and pain and rebuke it in Jesus' name. Speak the word. Verse 7, speak the word. So 107 says, send the word. And you're going to be healed. Now here it is. Some people think that people can take you from God. I got to tell you that God said, I'll never leave and I'll never forsake you. I'm talking to somebody now who your situation don't look like that God is with you, but I'm trying to tell you this morning that God is with you. He's with you because he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Then he comes back and he tells you that nobody can pluck you out of his hands, because you are the apple of his eye. God said, and I believe what he said. Bible says Jesus heard it. And when he heard it, he marveled and he turned around and he said, I ain't seen such great faith in Israel. Now he was in his hometown of Nazareth. He said that before. The Bible says he was amazed. He was amazed because of their unbelief. I'm amazed at people who say they love God, but they don't trust God. I'm amazed at folk that quote scripture, but they don't believe scripture. I'm amazed at folk that have seen God down through the years bless your parents, your grandparents, bless you, bless your house, and give you stuff you know you don't deserve, and you still won't trust him. It amazes me. But Jesus said, I ain't seen such greater faith. But here it is, verse 10. I'm getting ready to go. Verse 10 said, and those who were sent returned to the house. Remember the centurion soldier sent those out, told Jesus, don't come because I'm not worthy. Y'all know what happened? When they got back to the house, they found the servant who had been sick and he was well. I don't know who I'm talking to, but a situation in your life may be sick right now. But God's going to heal your situation. Just like the centurion soldier who cared for his servant, so does God care for you. Great faith feels unworthy. If you think that you're above everybody, you don't have no faith at all. But if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, I want you to know that the Lord will do it for you. How do you get it, preacher? This is how you get it. The Bible says in Matthew 7, seek and you shall find. Knock. And the door will be open to you. All you got to do is go to God for what you need. Speak what you need and God will provide it for you. God heal us the people. God heal us the land. Just say the word. Who is it today that needs the word said? Old folks said, I used to not get it, but I get it now, Brother Jeff. After I done prayed all I can pray. After I done everything that I can do by faith. And I can't do nothing else but trust God for what he did. And the words won't come no more. And the tears have been so far, now they dried up. And I can't even think of nothing to say. Y'all know what I do? I do like old folks. I just wave my hand. Yes, sir. I just wave my hand. And this is what I'm saying to you. Somebody need to go back to your house and go to that place, Jimmy, and wave your hand. And speak what God told you. Some of y'all, God has given you what you need. You speaking everything but what he showed you about you. Go back, Sister Angela, and wave your hand over that thing and speak what God has spoken to you. And stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm gone. Healing at the cross. Is Sister Beverly here? I don't know if you can come to me, but if you can, I want you to come. If you can't, I'll say it for you, but if you're able to come, I want you to come. Sister Beverly started the prayer shawl ministry. There it is, Reverend, you know. Beverly started a prayer shawl ministry. Come on, open it for me. See this one? Ain't it pretty now? The color of this one is blue. Blue stands for grace. Y'all know why? Because God's grace is what? Sufficient. It's enough to do what you need. That's God's grace. Take that down out of here. Sister Beverly, I want you to come. Find your mic. No, come on. It's going to be all right. Trust me. It's going to work. I know you. Come on. I want you to find your mic. I want you to tell them some of the things that, and then I'll close. Just tell them some of the things that led you to do the prayer ministry. Some of the trials and tribulation that you may have went through. Whatever God leads you to say about healing, because that's what you did. Because you saw sickness in the church. Beverly came to me and said, Pastor, we all sick. I said, yes, ma'am, we are. And I said, God promised us healing. Beverly said, may I start a prayer shawl ministry? I said, what you asking me for? God has already given it to you. Yeah. So there are some of y'all who, many of y'all who have prayer shawls, amen. Some of y'all who don't. If you don't, I think I have three of them now. And we still give to the prayer shawl ministry if you're able. We're going to give it to Sister Beverly. I want you to know that when you got your prayer shawl ministry and you got your shawl on and you go to God with it, and you speak the word over it, I'm telling you it's going to come to pass. I'm a living witness. Shoulder healed. Back healed. Brain healed. I wish I had money healed. Don't have a whole lot, but I just don't keep running out of it. God just keeps making a way. He keeps giving me favor because I trust him. And what I want from him, I don't want it for me. I want it for his glory. Lord, have mercy. Go ahead, Miss Bell. You see how I feel it, don't you? Tell him about it, Miss Bell. Listen, if you don't have one, you need to get one. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're fine.
Started when I was working at the hospital. There was a group that began the prayer shawl ministry, and that's how I got involved. And since then, we've just continued many years, and we originally started doing them for the hospital, and they were given out by the chaplains at the hospital to patients. And so I just kept going with it, and I'm still in a group called Prayer Weavers, and this is what we do. And we pray over the shawls as we make them, and they get blessed before they're given out. And I've heard a lot of really good stories about how they have really helped a lot of people. So that's why I keep doing it. I feel like it's something I have to do, and I'm happy to do it. I love doing it. So I think if anybody wants one or knows somebody who needs one, just let me know and you can get it. Thank you.
Thank you for your faithfulness. You can stay right there. I'm getting ready to go into the house now. So healing is in the air. Healing is in God's wings. And not just body. Whatever area in your life you need God to heal, listen to me. He will do it. And everybody around you gonna know that he did it. Let us pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. As we come now, God, to trust your word, stand on your word, speak your word, believe your word, live your word, trust your word, honor your word. For the Bible says in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And the word was with God. Amen. Your Bible also says, Lord, that the word of God will be the last thing standing. After everything is gone, Lord, that your word will still be standing. God, today I pray for your people. I pray for myself, Lord, in areas that we need healing. I speak, Lord, what you spoke, that by your stripes we are healed. I speak now, God, that we have the authority and the power as ambassadors of you to speak your word. You said, God, that if we spoke to your land, but we got to turn from ourselves first and pray and seek your face. But if we spoke to your land, God, you will heal it, Lord. I believe that, God, because you said that your name is above every name. But at the name of Jesus, you said, Lord, everything was going to bow under you. Corona has to bow. Heart trouble has to bow. Diabetes have to bow. Family trouble and incest has to bow. Bad leaders has to bow. Corruption has to bow. Whatever it is, God, it's got to bow to you right now in the name of Jesus. So now I declare, Lord, in your name, reconciliation of marriages, reconciliation of families. Bodies will come back together. Minds will come back together just because we believe you, Lord. I trust you and I thank you, God. Not only heal us here today, but heal those Facebook Live. Heal those, God, with breathing issues. Heal those, God, who've had corona, God, and they're still suffering enduring symptoms, God. Touch them in the name of Jesus. Blood clots dry up and move away that blood may flow in the name of Jesus. Blood pressure come down and bow under the name of Jesus. Blood sugar regulate in the name of Jesus. Lord, now we trust you. We thank you. We praise you. We give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. As we leave this place, but never from your presence, my prayer for your people is this. May the love of God the Father, the love that covers all sin, the love that never fails, love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ, the sufficient grace, the strong grace, the grace that when we're weak, God, yet you are strong. Grace, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, God is always with you. You may not see him, but his spirit is with you. His spirit is with you. Let him flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. In Jesus' name, I pray it. Count it done by faith. Let the faithful of God say amen. Clap your hands, blow your horn, give God a hand clap of praise. Shout unto the devil.